Chapter 4, The Strange Case of the God Helmet. By inventing a piece of wired-up headgear that induces religious experiences in the people who put it on, Sudbury neurotheologist Michael Persinger has shaken the foundations of faith and science. Robert Herks, Saturday Night. Anyone who still doubts the brain's ability to generate religious experiences need only visit neuroscientist Michael Persinger at Laurentian University in the bleak nickel mining town of Sudbury, Ontario. He claims almost anyone can meet God just wearing his special helmet. Bob Holmes, New Scientist. It would be in Mr. Dawkins' interests to experience religion for the first time under Mr. Persinger's helmet. After all, this would prove that mystical visions at last could be controlled by science and no longer were just at the mercy of a supernatural entity. Raj Persaud, London Daily Telegraph. Could Britain's high priest of atheism, Richard Dawkins, find God merely by trying on a temporal lobe helmet developed at a Canadian neuroscience lab? Dawkins had famously called religion a virus of the mind and infantile regression. In 2003, in what the BBC's Horizon program, God on the Brain, hyped as the ultimate test, the arch-atheist attempted to find God by donning Canadian neuroscientist Michael Persinger's famous God helmet. Will Dr. Persinger succeed where the Pope, the Archbishop of Canterbury, and the Dalai Lama have failed? Shrieked the blurbs. The program recorded Dawkins's 40-minute session in the God helmet, having his temporal lobes stimulated by weak magnetic fields. The odds for an RSME were said to be good. According to Persinger, 80% of the people who don his helmet have some kind of RSME. The transcript of God on the Brain reads, Professor Richard Dawkins, University of Oxford. If I were turned into a devout religious believer, my wife would threaten to leave me. I've always been curious to know what it would be like to have a mystical experience. I'm looking forward to the attempt this afternoon. Dawkins. I'm slightly dizzy. Narrator. Initially, Dr. Persinger applied a field to the right-hand side of Richard Dawkins' head. Dawkins. Quite strange. Narrator. Then, to increase the chances of feeling a sensed presence, Dr. Persinger started to apply the magnetic field to both sides of the head. Dawkins. Sort of a twitchiness in my breathing. I don't know what that is. My left leg is sort of moving. Right leg is twitching.